Click. See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As many of you have been briefed, we provided additional information today about the site of my birth. Now, this issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. And I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with amusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going. We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii, August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital.
That's President Obama from his press conference this week, trying to once and for all put an end to the controversy over his birth certificate. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm chuckling a little because of how this thing got brought to the surface and has been taken care of. Doug Steffen here with more from that press conference where the president explains why he felt the need to address the issue.
Normally, I would not comment on something like this because obviously there's a lot of stuff swirling in the press at any given day, and you know, I've got other things to do. But 2 weeks ago, when the Republican House had put forward a budget that will have huge consequences potentially to the country, and when I gave a speech about my budget and how I felt that we needed to invest in education and infrastructure and making sure that we had a strong safety net for our seniors, even as we were closing the deficit, during that entire week, the dominant news story wasn't about these huge monumental choices that we're going to have to make as a nation. It was about my birth certificate. And that was true on most of the news outlets that were represented here. And so I just want to make a larger point here. We've got some enormous challenges out there. There are a lot of folks out there who are still looking for work. Everybody is still suffering under high gas prices. We're going to have to make a series of very difficult decisions about how we invest in our future, but also get a hold of our deficit and our debt. How do we do that in a balanced way? And this is going to generate huge and serious debates, important debates. And there are going to be some fierce disagreements. And that's good. That's how democracy is supposed to work. And I'm confident that the American people and America's political leaders can come together in a bipartisan way and solve these problems. We always have. But we're not going to be able to do it if we are distracted. We're not going to be able to do it if we spend time vilifying each other. We're not going to be able to do it if we just make stuff up and pretend that facts are not facts. We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers. We live in a serious time right now, and we have the potential to deal with the issues that we confront in a way that will make our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids proud. And I have every confidence that America in the 21st century is going to be able to come out on top just like we always have. But we're going to have to get serious to do it. I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest. But I'm speaking to the vast majority of the American people, as well as to the press. We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do. We got big problems to solve, and I'm confident we can solve them, but we're going to have to focus on them, not on this.
Coming up, we're going to get into some of the talk radio, talk television reaction to the presentation of the birth certificate. That's here on the Talk Radio Review.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hi, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown, focusing on this birther issue and Donald Trump. From MSNBC, Chris Matthews, Andrea Mitchell, and Chuck Todd all talk about the way Donald Trump used the issue and how the result takes away any credibility he had, so they say.
It's about attitude. It's never been about fact. And the Trump card, if you will, was always in the president's hand. He knew from the beginning of the story where he was born, when he was born, what hospital he was born in. He knew he had all the truth.
Why validate the truth?
Well, because, let me just tell you. Donald Trump bet on black, it came up red. He lost. He put all his credibility on the chart. There was something fishy about the president's birth. There's nothing fishy about it. There's no news here. Everything the president said is true. Everything Trump said is not true. He said the president's records were missing. By the way, that's in the National Globe, if you want to check out where his sourcing probably came from. I just checked that at the airport today. He was saying he really didn't go to the schools he went to. It was sort of a Manchurian candidate theory he was pushing, that he really wasn't who he said he was all the way through. How come nobody knew him in school, suggesting that he really wasn't Barack Obama? It went far, of course. But now the truth is nailed in front of him. And Trump's performance up to today is pretty sad. The fact is that he made a big bet here again and lost. Lost big. I don't think he's going to be a serious candidate anymore in the polling. I think he bet against the president. The president had the Trump card. He had the truth. And he looks stupid right now.
You know, Chuck.
He looked stupid before. I'm sorry. He's looked stupid from the very beginning.
I want to just say something.
And it's really, you know, and I know that there's a huge debate, and they say, okay, you people in the media have done this. You've given Trump this or that. Look, there's a lot of guilt go around. All right, I'm talking about this issue.
Well, the president suggested today.
Yes, the president laid it in the media. But you cannot starve. And the problem is, you have these two debates, and we have it internally all the time. You and I have had these debates. We have them with our bosses up in New York. You and I have had these
debates. I don't have a debate, because I think there's a lot of attitude.
But it's never been
a
long time.
No, issue, not about it. How do you play it? How do you cover it?
When you cover a story, when do you starve a story? When do you say, no. Our job is to sometimes say that you're guilty until proven innocent.
But half the Republican field says that they believe this nonsense.
Let me tell you what. That's That's exactly it. This has been informative about the attitudes of some people in this country who can't
can
accept
Barack
Obama's
racism?
President. Yes. It's been sort of a roach hotel.
A lot of African Americans feel as if this is a racist charge.
Not just African Americans. I've got to tell you that the people writing to me and the people tweeting to me, they think they are obviously missing the irony, the sarcasm, and everything else that we've been doing here for the last couple of months. But they think that this is a racist conspiracy to somehow
that a white president would not have been asked to
and
John
you know something? A lot of White House people are saying that to me too, white and black. And I can't argue with that.
On Fox News, Bill Hemmer talks with Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia, who thinks there are too many important issues that we ought to be focusing on instead of the sideshow about the birth certificate.
So many issues on the table: national debt and gas prices, and now who was born where and when. House Majority Leader Congressman Eric Cantor with me in studio, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
The news is jumping. Let's talk about this first, this surprise out of the White House. What do you make of all this birth certificate questioning?
You know, Bill, I have criticized members of my own party for making this some kind of issue, and so I'm really surprised that the White House is actually doing the same. You know, we've, as you say, we've got a lot of things swirling right now. You've got gas prices over $4 a gallon. You've got over $14 trillion in debt in this country we're trying to deal with. You've got unemployment that's still stuck up around 9%. How in the world is this now the issue we ought to be focusing on? And again, if the White House press secretary says that this is a sideshow, why aren't we treating it as such and dealing with the bigger issues?
So you think the White House is actually giving it more credence than it should?
Absolutely. Again, I've said all along, this is an issue that does not belong in the debate. There are much more important issues for us to be dealing with.
Talk host Chris Merrill here with a caller who thinks the president has been using this as a distraction, and he could have ended it years ago if he had wanted to.
First, I want to go to Kathy and Lawrence.
I'm a Republican from Lawrence, and I am 61 years old.
My God, you and I should form a club of two.
Actually, there's more than you think.
I know. They come out of the woodwork.
Nobody says it.
All right.
I believe the president is right in something, that this is a sideshow. But I believe that it's one that I'm of the persuasion that he formed the sideshow on his own. I think he could have taken care of this a long time ago by showing his birth certificate, but he's sort of held it close to the chest for a bait and switch when he needed it for the next thing that he needed controversy brought up. And I think he's getting all his ground forces to think it's an argument over having a black president, about that he's left-wing, about all this stuff that he's going to use now as now it's the Republicans' fault again about his birth certificate, which he could have done 2 years ago.
So do you think that this benefits the president right now, or is this benefiting the Republicans more?
Oh, I think it benefits the president right now.
Because it distracts from something else?
Yeah, and he's using it as a distraction, and those crazy Republicans, once again, have brought something up that's not important. And yet he could have had this done, taken care of. Well, he could have had it taken care of before the election.
Sure.
And just had it in his breast pocket so he could pull it out when somebody questions because of his father not being a citizen of the United States. I mean, that's a question that's going to come up sometime. But I think he's used this to his own benefit so that now we can get off of whatever he's going to do next with appointing a new director of defense. It's going to be controversial since he couldn't quite handle the CIA problems and see what was going on and doing the social networking and all that to find out where the problems were. I think it's just going to be another thing since he's on his campaign trail that he's been on for the last 2 years, another thing to put in his pocket that those crazy Republicans are going to be out there and fighting it. I just think it's kind of an interesting political. He's a smart guy.
Coming up, we're going to hear from one political analyst who's ready to bet $10,000 that Donald Trump will not be running for president. That's up next here in the Talk Radio Review.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what Talk Radio is talking about, and Talk Radio talks about what's on Talk Television, News Talk Radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, the birth certificate, and Donald Trump. From Fox, Stuart Varney, here with political analyst Frank Luntz, about the similarities between Trump and Ron Paul. This ought to be interesting.
Donald Trump is a straight shooter. And attracts a lot of the support because he goes straight at the issues. You know exactly what the man is saying. Ron Paul is somewhat similar. Goes straight at it. You know what the man's saying.
Ron Paul is a straight shooter. Donald Trump is not.
Okay. But you know where I'm coming from. They hit the issues head on. Right. You know what they're saying, okay? Now, which other Republicans would you say fall into that camp?
Well, I'll start with Ron Paul because at a time when the American people are so angry with government, so frustrated with Washington, he is the most anti-Washington of any of the candidates running. If there ever was a mood and a time that connected to Paul, this is it. The question is whether he can expand beyond what he's done in 2008. I think he will. And I'm going to mention Trump because I've seen his attacks on Mitt Romney, and we'll talk about him in a second. The issue with Trump is that we want people who say what they mean and mean what they say, who look us straight in the eye.
Yes.
And we want people who live what they preach. How many bankruptcies before you start to wonder? Don't dismiss it. How many reorganizations? How many people got hurt? And I'll tell you something. I don't think Trump's got the guts to run, and I'm going to do this on this show.
Okay, hold on.
If Donald Trump is really running, I'll make him a bet right now, and I know I'm going to get a call from upstairs. $10,000 says he doesn't run.
Okay.
You're being watched by 1.5 million people. Mr. Trump, you're not running. You're playing a game. These are very serious times. The American people are hurting. They cannot afford their gas. They cannot afford their food. They're seeing inflation that's starting up. They can't afford their mortgages. We got people in Washington, serious people like Paul Ryan. We got people in the states, serious people like Governor Chris Christie, actually out there trying to do their jobs, and Trump is playing games.
Okay.
$10,000 says he doesn't run.
I got it. But you will.
You want to take me up on that bet?
No, I'm not going to take it. I'm not a gambling kind of guy. But look. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Donald Trump has a certain degree of support because he looks you in the eye and goes straight at it. Now, you may completely disagree with this.
He's a game show host.
Okay. But he does that. And that's why he's got some support. Same with Ron Paul. What is it about politicians that so few can be straight shooters, look you in the eye and tell it plain and simple how they think it is?
I'll give you four people. The first is Paul Ryan, a congressman from Wisconsin, who has said publicly that he won't run. Right. Paul Ryan knows the details of the budget better than the President of the United States, probably better than the Secretary of the Treasury. He can answer any question, and he's got a vision for the future.
Okay.
Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey.
Okay.
Straight shooter.
Definitely.
And he's tough, and he'll take on hecklers.
He's not running.
We want people, and I hope that these two people will reconsider, not for partisan purposes, but for the American people, and two others. Mitt Romney also is a straight shooter. particularly on issues of the economy. And he's got a record of success, a record of accomplishment, which is why finance people back him. And I'm going to give one other one, which is Newt Gingrich. Gingrich knows more about the issues, knows more about the substance, not the language. And sometimes he gets himself into trouble with his language, but the substance of policy. That's what we ask from America to you.
All right.
People who know the issues, not people who run game shows on networks.
Talk host Megan Mossick and Robin Pierce think that, unfortunately, this debate will never be over for some people.
President Obama finally legitimizes Donald Trump as a candidate.
This is what I've never understood about this whole... It's so simple to have made this go away when it came up during the campaign.
Here's why. Even though he's released it, it's not going to satisfy people.
Well, he waited too long.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
it would matter if he released it the day one of these wackos stood up and said, you're not an American. I'm really serious. I don't think it would have done anything. There are people out there who are just hell-bent on this idea that he is not born in the United States, wasn't born in the state of Hawaii. And I put those people in the same category as the folks who think that the World Trade Center bombing was actually a conspiracy by our own government to kill Americans.
And like the people who
don't believe that we actually landed on the moon.
Coming up, we're going to shift our focus away from this to another potential presidential candidate, Ron Paul. He's in the focus next on the countdown.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement, and that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement, and 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. I'm John Dridden.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, as most of the news focused on Donald Trump, Congressman Ron Paul of Texas announced that he was forming an exploratory committee once again. CNN's Christine Romans and Ali Velshi talked to Ron Paul about the reasons and have led him to consider launching another campaign.
Texas Republican Ron Paul taking the first step in the race for the White House.
Forming an exploratory committee for the 2012 election. He joins us this morning from Clute, Texas. Congressman, you won the straw poll at the annual conservative CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference. You haven't received the same boost in national polls that, let's say, your son has even seen. And some people in the Tea Party are saying that you've sort of been going your own road, which I think you wear that badge proudly. But you've got this new movement that sort of runs parallel to some of the things that you have been saying for years in this country. What's your thought on your chances and in light of what's going on with the Tea Party?
Well, you know, 4 years ago, I didn't have high expectations. And yet, to me, it was an unbelievable amount of interest shown, especially with the young people. And as you mentioned, the CPAC type of people. I would think now that it's many folds greater because I go to the universities. I do travel a lot. And I think the enthusiasm is there. They're enthusiastic about the foreign policy. They're enthusiastic, especially about the monetary policy and the Fed. This is unbelievable. And I think it's because of that enthusiasm at the grassroots that we're going to have a press conference today, and that we do have a bit of a token, auditing of the Fed going on. We need a better audit, but we're getting more transparency, and I think it's all good. I think it's reflecting the movement that we've been talking about.
You're talking about the press conference today that Ben Bernanke, the Fed chief, will have later this afternoon for the first time in history. You know, we were remarking when we first started covering news and financial issues, you didn't even know what the Fed did with interest rates, and now there's a great deal more clarity. It's still not enough clarity in your view. You would actually like to end the Fed.
Yes, and I think transparency comes first because then the people will know what they've been up to and what kind of shenanigans go on. But the Fed ends and the monetary system ends because of what they do, and I think we're getting close to that because they're between a rock and a hard place.
Talk host Lana Hughes and J.P. Pritchard here with Felicia Cravens from the Tea Party. And also analyst Jim McGrath
about Ron Paul's chances.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul has taken the first steps toward a run for the White House in 2012. Paul making his announcement in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday.
They are going to be busy in Iowa organizing in this exploratory committee.
Paul says he'd be very surprised if he does not make a decision on whether to officially run sometime next month.
Joining us live to talk more about Congressman Paul's chances for 2012, Houston Tea Party's Felicia Cravens and political insider Jim McGrath. First to you, Felicia Cravens, what do you think about Paul's chances?
Not so confident for his sake. There are, first of all, expected to be a huge number of people in the field. And while Paul has great principles and is an early adopter on budget issues, things like that, a lot of people are hedging their bets and waiting to see what happens.
Well, Jim McGrath, what will Ron Paul have to do or say to set himself apart from the pack?
Well, Lana, I think Ron Paul already stands apart in the Republican field. He has the libertarian wing of the Republican Party virtually to himself by virtue of his stances on the debt, on the Fed, on foreign policy. He's really an isolationist, and that kind of sets him outside of the mainstream of Republican thought. But give him credit. The issues he raised in 2008 were what gave life to the Tea Party and are already driving some of the debate we're seeing in 2012 going forward.
Felicia, if you had to make a decision right now about who you think would be the Tea Party favorite for 2012, which of the Republican availables would you go for?
Everything I'm seeing right now and the conversations I'm monitoring has Tim Pawlenty pretty far ahead. Not very many people, but so far are excited about Romney. Paul is going to add some new energy. That'll be interesting. But there are so many other candidates that are on the fence, so many people that are right up there just maybe about to fall over the edge. That's what's going to make it more interesting. And I think as summer comes, we're going to see a lot more of a solidification here.
Well, Jim, how would you compare Ron Paul's support now to 4 years ago?
You know, Lana, running for president is something that you get better at the more you do it. And this is Ron Paul's third run for president. He ran back in 1988, really laid a good infrastructure and donor base in 2008. I expect him to build on that, but he has nothing to lose. Nobody expects him to win. He's already driving the debate, and he's making friends and a donor base, building on that donor base for him and his politically active sons. So he's got nothing to lose, and he livens up the race. You have to give him credit for that, too.
Coming up, we'll turn your attention to the near-record high cost of gasoline. That's once again in the review on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Mermaid, listen, you got to help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus now is the skyrocketing cost that you're paying for gasoline. Talk's John Sylvester here with Tyson Slocum from the Public Citizen Energy Program about how Congressman John Boehner has flip-flopped on tax breaks for oil companies. John Boehner talked a good game in a matter of 24 hours, went back. I want to play a little of the story from ABC yesterday on keeping oil companies' tax breaks in place.
From Speaker Boehner, it was a significant shift that stunned Washington, suggesting a willingness to do away with tax breaks for big oil.
It's certainly something that we ought to be looking at.
Of doing away with these subsidies.
We're in a time when the federal government's short on revenues. We need to control spending, but we need to have revenues to keep the government moving, and they ought to be paying their fair share.
Congressional Democrats pounced, one applauding Boehner for seeing the light, and our exclusive interview caught the president's attention, prompting him to fire off a letter to congressional leaders saying he was, quote, heartened by what the speaker told ABC and urging Congress to take immediate action to eliminate unwarranted tax breaks for the oil and gas industry and use the dollars to invest in clean energy. All told, those tax breaks, designed to encourage more domestic oil production, cost taxpayers more than $4 billion a year in lost revenue, or enough to buy a full tank of gas every week for an entire year for 1.4 million Americans. But big oil has big friends in Congress. We asked the top 10 recipients of campaign contributions from the oil companies if they'd be willing to cut those tax breaks. Most haven't responded yet, though a spokesman for the top recipient of oil money, Senator David Vitter, told us he'd only be willing to eliminate the tax breaks if corporate tax rates were also lowered. Today, the oil industry prepared for battle.
It's going to mean less investment, less supply, fewer jobs than we'd have otherwise, and it's really going in the wrong direction. And
we'll fight to defeat this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As for the president's letter demanding immediate action, it is hit with a thud, rejected by Republican leaders. Today, Speaker Boehner's spokesman said that the president's plan was insufficient because, quote, it would only raise taxes and increase prices at the pump. Bottom line, Diane, don't expect those tax credits to go away anytime soon.
Despite this big argument today, John Carl reporting from Washington tonight. Thanks.
So Groundhog Day continues in Washington, right? Nothing's going to change.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, that really is up to how much pressure the American people put on their elected leaders to reform the way that that oil companies are get away without paying enough taxes. When big oil companies are posting these kinds of profits and they're enjoying $8 to $10 billion a year in tax giveaways and royalty relief, the American people have to understand that, that's not fair, that maybe it made sense when oil prices were at $17 a barrel, but when they're at $111 a barrel and the costs for a company like ExxonMobil to extract a barrel of oil are between $18 and $20, I mean, you do the math. They're making enormous windfall profits. I don't want to seek to punish the oil companies, but at a time when Republicans are talking about cutting Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, chopping Pell Grants for needy students to attend college, we've got to understand that if the average American family is being asked to belt tighten, well, then we sure as heck ought to be asking ExxonMobil and BP and Shell to do the same.
Host Barry Armstrong here with CNBC's Rick Santelli. They're talking about the possibility we're going to see $6 gasoline pretty soon.
Rick, I had saw a couple of frightening reports on CNBC this morning and also on Bloomberg Television warning of $6 a gallon for gasoline. Yikes, tell me it's not so.
Well, you know, I can't find my crystal ball at the moment, but let's just phrase it in the following fashion.
Yep.
We had a similar shock, of course, when oil went to 147 a few years back. Did that end up in a new energy plan, any energy plan?
Nope.
No, it didn't.
Right.
We also remember all the hearings and all the notions of manipulation, speculation. That's back,
yep.
But still no plan.
Right.
Could it get there? Of course it could get there. But I think a more appropriate question that makes this time, in my opinion, different than last time,
mm-hmm.
is I see a more lasting higher market structure to gasoline, even though it might not keep going in this direction with this intensity,
mm-hmm.
I do think that we're resetting what will be home base for gasoline, and it's going to continue to be higher than
why?
Where it flattened out last time.
But why? I mean, you know, you're talking about it wasn't that long ago, Rick. I remember buying gas for $1.99 a gallon. Now you can't find it in Boston. You can't find it for less than $4 a gallon. New York, I'm hearing, is $4.50, $4.25. Why the higher why the higher price across the board for gasoline?
Well, you know, for all the things that people will grab a few extra Z's listening to, but we'll throw it out there again. If you look at the purchases in developing countries like China,
yep.
And their car numbers from 2010 to 2001 or 2000, it's ramped up significantly. So we know that there are more end users.
Okay,
that's a given. But I think this time around, we look at Northern Africa and the Middle East. It
mm-hmm.
is in turmoil. I don't suspect, however it turns out, we hope it turns out better than it was in the beginning before the very first Tunisia revolution began. But ultimately, I think that this lasting intensity in the region is going to continue to make baseline prices higher. That's B. And I think C is just the obvious, and that is we've made dollars plentiful. And even if you look beyond the dollar, most of the large central banks, think Europe, think the U.S., although Europe's snugging up a bit, even think places like Asia, Japan. I think that low interest rates globally have over the years fed into commodities being the beneficiary is of an investment sector. Now, I don't think speculation is to be blamed,
mm-hmm.
but I do think that the pool of people that are trading this, these markets, is larger, the intensity is more, and I think they're looking at the obvious and trading that way, that without energy plans, you know, you always hear things like this, Barry, well, even if we went online tomorrow, it's not going to happen for 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, but all of those years would have been cut by two if we had started 2 years ago. And I think what we walk away with is that America, we have lots of natural resources. We did stories on Brazil today on my channel just talking about how blessed they are with natural resources.
Yep.
So is America.
Yep.
We just don't go after them.
Yeah, we just won't go after the natural gas. That's probably the thing that's most abundant and readily accessible. Is it not natural gas?
Absolutely. And, you know, Ford in studies over the years can make vehicles that can dial in a number of different fuels, and that really is the direction we should be aiming for.
Here's a talk caller from Arkansas who thinks gas prices would come down if we'd stop getting involved in wars.
Well, I think it'd have a big effect on the recovery, but what I think people need to realize is that the only reason why the gas prices are high is because of the wars that's steady going on that America is engaged in, especially with Libya. People can say what they want, but I think the reason why we're into it with Libya right now is to secure more of our oil trade.
Coming up next, we'll hear what Senator McCain had to say to Al Jazeera about Libya. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on, and that certainly includes the situation in Libya. Senator McCain talks to Tony Harris from the English channel of Al Jazeera about the involvement we have here in the U.S. with the rebels in Libya.
Well, first of all, it's only the United States that has the capabilities that we have, including the AC-130 gunship and the A-10 close air support aircraft. Second of all, our allies are not really have the assets, and they are now calling for more assets. Third of all, there's 28 countries in NATO. Only six are engaged. Yes. So I believe that the unique capability that the United States has from the air is very important in bringing Gaddafi from power as soon as possible.
The introduction of the U.S. Predator drone, is that a potential game changer?
I don't think it's a game changer, but I think it's very helpful. It's been a proven weapon, which has been very important. I think it can be helpful.
You criticize the NATO mission so far? Has it been not enough?
Clearly it's not been enough, because the facts on the ground show that right now we have what is a stalemate.
You believe we have a stalemate right now?
Yes. The liberation forces were on their way to Tripoli. If we had declared a no-fly zone then, this thing would have been over. Then, fortunately, thank God, at the last minute, we stopped Gaddafi's forces as they were just outside of Benghazi. So we just need that air capability. And by the way, I am opposed to the introduction of U.S. ground troops, unalterably opposed. I think we can succeed, but I think it's going to be very difficult unless we bring the full weight of U.S. air power to bear and to take out Gaddafi's armor. The liberation forces are outgunned.
Wouldn't that necessarily mean working outside of the mandate of the U.N. resolution 1973?
Yes. Yes, and when you are attacking Gaddafi's compound, as apparently was done last night or the night before, then you know, but at the same time, if I was a little quick in my answer, let me elaborate.
Sure.
If I could. If you are really in this to prevent a humanitarian disaster, the only way you can really prevent it is to have Gaddafi not able to inflict that. Could I just tell you, in Benghazi, just before I left, a ship had come in from Misrata, and it had people on it and had many of the wounded on it. I went to visit them. I saw young men dying, literally dying before my eyes, who had been shot and wounded and were dying, and Misrata fighting for freedom. Now, it seems to me it's a humanitarian issue to try to keep those young people who are fighting for freedom from being slaughtered by yes. Gaddafi with superior firepower. So when I said yes, I think in the broad interpretation of a humanitarian mission, you could argue for doing quite a bit.
Political commentator Dick Morris weighs in on YouTube about the dangers of mission creep in Libya.
You watch what's going on in Libya now, you just see the war in Vietnam all over again. First, we were just going to bomb Libya to protect civilians. Then we were going to bomb Libya in order to cripple the Libyan army. Now we've sent in instructors. Britain, France, and Italy have sent in instructors on the ground to train the Libyan rebels and teach them how to fight and teach them how to use modern weaponry. And now we're targeting Gaddafi's compound with our raids, obviously in an attempt to assassinate him, and putting drones in the air that are basically assassin tools to kill him. And obviously the next step is going to be U.S. advisors going in, and then Allied combat units, and then U.S. combat units, and we're stuck in this insane, deep quagmire again. Once again, the United States is attempting to be the policeman of the world. Well, I don't want to sound like Barack Obama running for president, but this is one respect in which I wish he'd keep his campaign promise. We don't need this additional drain on our national wealth. We don't need this additional casualty list in American homes. And if Iraq is a quagmire, you wait until you see Libya. Because Gaddafi didn't govern alone. He had a whole political party at his disposal. Hundreds of thousands, if not a million, operatives who were paid by the government, kept in business because of Gaddafi. And they're all armed, they all have weapons, and if Gaddafi is killed or he resigns and leaves power, they're going to stay there and they're going to be an insurgency, and this civil war is going to go on for 10 more years, bleeding the United States and bleeding the NATO alliance. And all because we had a president who was cowed by the Western European professions of caring for humanity into taking a position that was directly contrary to how he got elected.
If you want to find out more about all the items on the countdown, past and present, visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.